It's long been known that shifting plates in the planet's crust trigger many earthquakes, but geologists say they don't know enough about how the faults work, what causes the plates to move on a particular day, and why some quakes trigger tsunamis. A major undersea project in a trench off the coast of Japan involves using deep water drills on a ship to take core samples from a fault zone. UW-Madison geophysics professor Harold Tobin is the co-chief scientist on the project. He says the first stage of the effort is producing results.
What we've established so far is that we can identify the faults in those cores with some confidence that we're actually getting core samples of the same thing that we detected through our kind of remote images. Now what we're trying to do is work on the material that came back from those holes and do all the geological studies that allow us to tease out information about what kind of stresses they were under when they slipped in the past and what kind of stresses the Earth's crust is in today in that position.
Tobin says the work in Japan could also shed light on the much smaller quakes here in the Midwest.
We think that some of the processes are very much common, and it's easier to go study them where they reliably happen regularly and where we think the system is relatively simple, meaning it's at the boundary between two plates.
In the Japan project, more and deeper holes, including perhaps the deepest hole for earthquake research, will be drilled later this year. The research project is expected to last a decade. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.